You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Spoken Edition of Wired.
Tesla's Robotaxi Pledge, a browser that pays you, and more news. By Alex Baker Whitcomb. You can finally make money surfing the web. And Elon Musk says you could be picked up by a self-driving Tesla taxi as soon as next year. What a time to be alive! Here's the news you need to know in 2 minutes or less. Elon Musk delivers more promises ahead of earnings report. Tesla CEO Elon Musk has predicted there will be 1 million self-driving Tesla robo-taxis on the road by next year, a number that seemed pretty stunning to most experts. While there are currently zero such taxis on the road today, he says Teslas already have all the hardware they need to do it. He also added, "It's financially insane to buy anything but a Tesla," but that was before today's earnings report. Say hello to the browser that pays you to surf. The co-founder of Mozilla, the creator of Firefox, has a new browser adventure, Brave. The Brave browser blocks tracking scripts and other technologies that spy on your online activity, and with it, many web ads. But starting Wednesday, Brave will give users the option to see ads the company claims will respect your privacy and appear as desktop notifications instead. The kicker? If you choose to see these ads, you'll get 70% of the revenue they generate. It's been a year since the Golden State Killer capture changed everything. A year ago, investigators shocked the world when they arrested a suspect in the decades-old Golden State Killer case using the DNA of relatives. But in the year since the dramatic arrest, Family Tree Forensics has emerged as the most powerful new crime-fighting tool since DNA itself. So far, the technique has been used to identify suspects in more than 50 additional cases. But it could solve thousands more with the addition of things like the first-ever home DNA kit marketing campaign, where people send in their spit to solve crimes. Cocktail conversation. Is Twitter representative of the real world? New research says, not so much. Pew Research has found that, in general, Twitter users are younger, wealthier, and better educated than the rest of the country. They're also more likely to lean left. It's a good reminder to take tweets and the culture around them with a heaping bucket of salt. Wired recommends Bluetooth speakers. It's nearly pool season, and that means your tunes need to become a whole lot more portable. Get the party started with a list of the best Bluetooth speakers you can buy right now on Wired.com. More news you can use? Meet the machines that kinda reads your mind and sorta talks on Wired.com.